Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game one of six between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday night baseball between two California League North Division foes. It's the single-A affiliates of the Oakland Athletics and your Colorado Rockies. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 68-46 overall. They are 32-16 in the second half. Your Grizzlies, one of the best records in minor league baseball. They have the best record in the California League, not only for their overall standings, but also in the second half. While the Stockton Ports come in with a record of 42-72, they are 17-31 in the second half. Stockton, last place in both of those standings. They are 26 games back of Fresno for the overall record. They are 15 games back in the second half. So the Grizzlies, though, they're looking to get into the postseason. That's right. The playoff push starts right now. The Grizzlies, a five-game lead over the Modesto Nuts. In the California League North Division standings, Stockton's going to try to play spoiler. Fresno trying to take care of business here at Chuck Chancey Park. And it's nice to be home. 2 weeks on the road, the Grizzlies back here, and they can't wait to play in front of Growlifornia. The Grizzlies on Sunday, a tough loss to the Modesto Nuts, 7-2 from John Thurman Field. Brian Betancourt was the highlight of the game. 2-for-3, reached base three times, including his second homer of the season, a two-run missile to right field. Robinson Hernandez, who actually just got promoted to High A Spokane today, he pitched 5 1/3 innings of relief. That is the most innings pitched by a reliever this season for Fresno. Some congratulations to Hernandez on the promotion, but he also had a big contribution to Sunday's game. Of course, Skylar Messenger also reached base a couple times. He is now on an 8-game hit streak. Jake Snyder, Jesus Bugarin, they both swatted doubles. And Cole Carrick pushed his hit streak to 5 games over his first 5 games with Fresno since joining the club, batting .522 with a 1.413 OPS. So the Grizzlies, a tough loss on Sunday, looking to get back on the winning track tonight to give the ball to right-hander Gabriel Barbosa, the Brazilian native, a 7-4 record, a 5.13 ERA for Barbosa. Barbosa's done a little bit of everything for the Grizzlies, but trying to help the Grizzlies get back on the right track this evening. He will be countered by a right-hander for the Ports by the name of Su Chen Shaw. No record, a 4.20 ERA for the Taiwanese right-hander. Shaw gets the ball this evening. First time the Grizzlies have seen this right-hander as he just joined the Ports. So great pitching matchup with a pair of right-handers. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with our Director of Marketing and Communications, Jonathan Bravo, and we talked all the promotions this week and also for our last home series at the beginning of September against the Modesto Nuts, and we talked a little bit of everything from someone you might recognize from The Office. That's right, Stanley will be here in September. We also have Fresno State Night where Jonathan Bravo went to as well. Our pregame guest is Jonathan Bravo, and we come back right after this break. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Interview with Jonathan Bravo in 3, 2, 1. Bring in Jonathan Bravo. Thanks for taking time for this interview, man.
Absolutely. Thanks, Steven. We're gearing up for the final couple homestands of the season.
Yeah, talk a little bit about how exciting it is to have the team back after a long road trip, but also now the push to postseason.
Yeah, man, it was a long couple of weeks not having the team here. You know, we had some exciting stuff come out over the past couple of weeks about Taco Truck Throwdown. It was really awesome to, you know, get all that info out to the public. But, man, baseball's back. It feels good to have the team, you know, as they're roaring to a playoff spot. It's a huge 3 weeks coming up.
Absolutely. The team's looking really good right now, a 5-game lead with 18 games left to go to. But talk about how hard it is to try to market the final couple of weeks, especially when the weather is hot and you're trying to get your guys out here to come watch this team.
Yeah, man, you know, it's an exciting time of the season for us. You know, yeah, it's a little bit warmer, but we've been really lucky with the weather all season. And, you know, even this week where it hardly hits 100, and, you know, even when it is warm, we've got the splash park out here, we've got misters, we've got all sorts of stuff to keep fans cool. Plus, you know, even though the weather's kind of hot, the team's hot, and the promotions are red hot, right?
And that's exactly where I want to go to next. Talk about red. Fresno State night on Thursday, August 24th. You're a Fresno State alum as well. I know you're excited.
I am, man. You know, it's definitely a source of pride for me, you know, being a Bulldog, to be able to go ahead and put on something like Fresno State night presented by Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. You know, we've got tons of really great in-game activations. I'm working on some, you know, additional ways to involve Fresno State in this evening. On top of that, all current staff, faculty, alumni, students, you know, anyone associated with Fresno State can pick up a $5 ticket for that night, FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. And really the big thing for us is we just want this place to be absolutely packed with people representing Fresno State.
I know E.J. Andrews Jr. is very excited about that too, but a promotion that's also very exciting is the one that we have on Friday. Not only do we have Friday night fireworks, but we also have Touch a Truck, but then we also have Lego Dreams. I'm a big Lego fan. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, man. I mean, this Friday ended up kind of coming together to be one of the bigger Friday nights of the year in terms of number of promotions. You're right. We've got Touch a Truck, which is absolutely a fan favorite presented by Golden State Peterbilt. You get to, you know, bring the families out here, get to see some really, really cool vehicles from the Central Valley. We're going to have everything from semi trucks to fire trucks, everything in between out here that you can get up close and personal, get to check out these really cool vehicles. Tons of fun for the kids, tons of fun for the adults too. You know, when I got to see this for the first time in 2020, you know, me personally, I was like, wow, this is such a cool promotion to be able to put on. You know, we wrap up the night with Friday night fireworks, like you mentioned, presented by Toyota, as we do every single Friday here at Chichansey Park. But a late addition to our promo calendar this year was the Lego Dreams activation you mentioned. You know, this was something that Lego reached out to us asking to be a part of our game day product, which is, you know, really, really cool that we're getting kind of that national, if not international, attention. And what they're going to do, they're going to bring out an awesome activation area. First 600 kids are going to get this really unique Lego piece as part of the Lego Dreams IP, you know, one of their new product lines that Lego's really trying to push. After the game's all said and done, after the fireworks, during Fans Around the Bases, we're also going to show an episode of the Lego Dreams TV show. So, you know, not only do you get to run the bases after the game, after fireworks, you get to watch a really cool new TV show just from Lego.
Now, you said kids. Can I get a chance to get a Lego piece, too? I'm very excited about something like that.
We'll see. We'll see what we can do. Maybe we'll bring you one up to the booth. But at the end of the day, we want kids to get to come out and have fun. So no guarantees there will be any left. But we'll see what we can do.
Well, I tried my best. But another chance that we have for fans to come get another really cool giveaway is on Saturday. We have a giveaway for the first 1,500 fans at Grizzlies Black Hat giveaway. We also have a party going on in Fulton Street. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, man. You know, Saturday is one of those bigger days in downtown Fresno where we've got Fulton Street party going on. We've got a ton of really, really cool activations happening all up and down downtown. And, you know, being what we see ourselves as a huge part of the downtown community, to get to, you know, amplify Fulton Street party a little bit is really special to us. So, you know, come out, go check out Fulton Street party during the afternoon into the evening, then come over, celebrate with the Grizzlies game. We're going to be playing as the Lowriders to Fresno for the third time of the season. And like you mentioned, we're giving away that really nice Grizzlies hat. You got your primary logo front and center on it. First 1,500 fans
we will give all of those away, so make sure you show up early because there's no guarantee you'll get one. Only you have to be the first 1,500 fans in attendance.
And on top of it, too, we have a great way to wrap up the series with Cherchansey Heritage Night, too, with our partner Cherchansey Gold Resort and Casino. A great way to wrap up the series against Stockton, but the last homestand of the year against Modesto. It's a big series for not only the team, but for everyone in California. But we also have some really good promotions as well. I know that we have one that's really special to someone from The Office, possibly?
Yeah, man. You know, we are really ending the season with a bang, right? Not only did you mention, you know, Grizzlies and Modesto right now fighting off for that final playoff spot. It might come down to that final series of the year. So you've got huge matchups on the field, amplified by just absolutely massive promotions. Two of our biggest promotion of the year. First Famous Sitcom Night featuring, as you mentioned, Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office. He'll be there, meet and greet, sign autographs, all that really cool stuff. You know, I hear there's going to be some pretzel carts around, things like that. You're really trying to take that spin on, you know, themes from the, you know, hit show, The Office. You wrap up the entire day with Friday Night Fireworks. Really, really huge evening. Moving on to Saturday, we've got fan favorite Marvel's Defender of the Diamond Knight. The team has these absolutely incredible jerseys they're going to be rocking. You know, with almost every single minor league baseball team this year, have a special Grizzlies Marvel-inspired logo actually drawn by Marvel artists. So, you know, those are really special. You can go ahead and pick up those hats and that gear in the team store, get to see it on the field for the first and only time this year on Saturday. And then you wrap up the season with Fan Appreciation Night presented by Cherchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Tons of giveaways that night. Give away every single half inning. I hear we're going to go ahead and do some gate giveaways as well. Man, the entire series for that first full week of September is going to be absolutely insane. On top of the fact that you've got a huge, huge matchup going on the field.
Absolutely. Zach Agnos was talking about how excited he is to have Stanley from The Office coming. And Michael Persecchi is a big Marvel fan. Okay. So he's very excited as well, too. It should be a lot of fun. But where can fans go to get their tickets?
Yeah, always FresnoGrizzlies.com. Get them now. You know, those huge nights at the beginning of September are going to be absolutely jam-packed. You want to make sure you get your tickets now so you can get the absolute best seat possible. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's some of your final chances to catch the Grizzlies in the regular season, right? So if you haven't made it out to the ballpark yet, if you've only made it out a couple times, or if you've been coming all season, you know, you don't want to miss this final chance to catch the Grizzlies in 2023. Go ahead and send them off real nice into the playoffs, right?
I love that. Absolutely. Jonathan Bravo, thanks for taking time in this interview.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Hello and welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Cherchansey Park. A big thank you to our Director of Marketing and Communications of the Fresno Grizzlies, Jonathan Bravo, for joining us on the pregame show. Once again, for any one of our promotions and a chance to come watch your Fresno Grizzlies, FresnoGrizzlies.com on our website where you can purchase your tickets now. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball, Game 1 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports, a matchup of single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Stockton Ports. They are under manager Gregorio Petit. The Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, they are 42-72 overall, 17-31 in the second half. Here is the Ports starting lineup. Leading off and playing third base, number 12, Derek Salome. Batting second, the first baseman, number 28, Will Simpson. Batting third, the right fielder, number 3, Henry Bolte. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 18, Carlos Franco. Batting fifth, the shortstop, number 8, Miles Naylor. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 6, Jonah Cox. Batting seventh, the DH, number 7, Yeniel Laboy. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 29, Pedro Pineda. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 5, B.J. Cook. And on the bump for the Stockton Ports is the right-hander, number 37, Su-Chen Shaw. No record, a 4.20 ERA. So once again, under manager Gregorio Petit, his lineup will be Salome, Simpson, Bolte, Franco, Naylor, Cox, Laboy, Pineda, Cook, and Shaw on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. Under manager Steve Solis, the Grizzlies 68-46 overall, 32-16 in the second half. Your Grizzlies, a proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Here is tonight's Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing center field, number 15, Cole Kerrig. Batting second, the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting third, the shortstop, number 4, Dion Jorge. Batting fourth at DH, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting fifth at second base, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth at third base, number 33, Kyle Karros. Batting seventh in right field, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting eighth is the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. And on the bump tonight for your Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander, number 31, Gabriel Barbosa. A 7-4 record, a 5.13 ERA. So once again for your Grizzlies, it'll be Kerrig, Betancourt, Jorge, Messenger, Andy Perez, Karros, Bugarin, Huff, Snyder, and Barbosa on the bump. That is your Toyota starting lineup this evening. All right, we'll be back. We have the umpires, first pitch, jerseys, and more. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
an amazing national anthem to get us set for Tuesday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball, the series opener between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Gabriel Barbosa gets the ball tonight for Fresno, the right-hander, a 7-4 record, a 5.13 ERA. Barbosa will be making his 20th appearance and 11th start of the season. Gabriel Barbosa and the Grizzlies, they have the best record in the California League, not only overall, but in the second half. And the Grizzlies looking to get back on the right track tonight against the Stockton Ports. The Ports, though, have played a lot of close games against the Grizzlies this season. Fresno, a 14-10 record against Stockton this year. The last time these two teams matched up here at Chuck Chancey Park, the Stockton Ports won the series 4 out of 6. So the Grizzlies would love to get a win tonight against a new-looking Stockton Ports lineup that will be led by Derek Salome, Will Simpson, Henry Bolte, Carlos Franco, Miles Naylor, Jonah Cox, Yaniel LeBoy, Pedro Pineda, and BJ Cook rounding out that lineup. And then Su Chen Shaw will pitch for Stockton this evening as we get set for first pitch here at Chuck Chancey Park. Glad you could join us once again. Derek Salome will lead things off for Stockton. Stockton tonight in the dark blue jerseys. The Grizzlies, they're wearing their black jerseys. We'll get a little bit more into the uniforms right after this. Gabriel Barbosa from the full windup. Here comes tonight's first pitch. And it's a fly ball lifted into foul territory down the right field line. Bencourt gives a chase, but watches it go foul. And we are underway this evening at 6:55 p.m. And we are ready for baseball. A beautiful 89 degrees, clear skies, 3 mile per hour winds out to right field. As you saw that first ball heading to right. As here comes the 0-1 from Barbosa to Salome. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it's inside. The count now at 1-1. The Grizzlies, as we said, they're wearing their black jerseys. They have the gold numbers. Black caps with the black bill, a gold bear on that cap as that's inside. The count at 2-1. So 2-1. On the other side, Stockton wearing their dark blue jerseys, white numbers. Stockton written in white across the front as that pitch is fouled off. They have the black cap as well this evening with their Stockton Anchor logo on top of that. As we are underway here for Tuesday Night Baseball, the count at 2-2 to Salome. Here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and it's a fly ball to right field, hard hit, and Bugarin has a drop in front of him. It's a leadoff single for Salome, and Stockton has their leadoff man on here, as here comes the first baseman in Will Simpson. Our home plate umpire is David Sobol over on the bases, Tatum Littleton. Here on August 22nd, we are back home after a 12-game road trip. The Grizzlies 5-7 on the road trip, but still a 5-game lead over Modesto in the second half. As here's a fly ball out to center field. Cole Carrick racing over, and he will make the play for the first out as they throw in. Salome was already at second base. He had to head back to first. So Simpson is retired for the first out, and Cole Carrick making his first play here at Chuck Chancey Park. Carrick had a great first week in Modesto in his hometown. Carrick, a competitive balance B pick by the Rockies in 2023 out of San Diego State. Runner at first, one out now for Henry Bolte, the best offensive player in this Stockton lineup. And he takes a called strike and a count at 0-1. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate from Barbosa. Henry Bolte, 12 homers on the season. He also has 60 RBI, a .252 batting average for the outfielder. As a check on Salome, he's back safely. Henry Bolte, 6'3", 195 pounds from Scottsdale, Arizona, a second-round draft pick by the Athletics in 2022. As here comes the 0-1 from Gabriel Barbosa to Bolte. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt. It gets away from Cody Huff, and Salome will take second. And it looked like Cody Huff didn't realize that ball had gone away from him initially. So up to second base goes Salome. Runner in scoring position now with one out. And the count to Henry Bolte at 1-1. Gabriel Barbosa, 7-4 record, a 5.13 ERA. As here comes the 1-1. And that is a called strike. And the count now at 1-2. By the way, they're calling it a wild pitch from Barbosa. That's how the runner Salome gets the second. So the count now at 1-2 to Bolte. Barbosa coming set. Here comes his 1-2 pitch to Henry Bolte. And it's in the dirt and a little bit outside. Nice stop there from Cody Huff. The count now at 2-2. Gabriel Barbosa, 6 feet, 183 pounds, 21 years old from Bastos, Brazil. Barbosa signed as an international undrafted free agent by the Rockies in 2018. Just the second Brazilian player to ever don the Grizzlies' threads. As here comes the 2-2 to Bolte. And it is just outside, and the count full 3-2. Good pitch from Barbosa, barely missing. So the count now full to Bolte. Runner at second with one out here in the top of the first inning. No score. A beautiful night for baseball. Tuesday night baseball. Here comes the payoff pitch. Instead, it'll be a check on Salome as Barbosa brings the leg towards second base. Count stays the same at 3-2. Porch trying to take an early lead here. Here comes the 3-2 from Barbosa. And it is into right field, and that's going to land for a base hit. It's a slow ground ball. Salome now going to try to score. Here's the throw, and it is offline, and it's 1-0 Stockton. An RBI single from Henry Bolte in a right field. Salome had stopped initially at third and then was waved in after Bouguereau had to come in on that ball. It was softly hit. Second hit of the inning and a run, and the Ports a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first. So now runner at first with one out for Carlos Franco, the catcher for Stockton. And the Ports an early lead here against Fresno, against Gabriel Barbosa. Here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and it is outside. The count at 1-0, tight strike zone so far from David Sabal, the home plate umpire. Barbosa making his fifth appearance, second start against the Ports, a 3-0 record, a 6.28 ERA. Here's the 1-0 and a check on Bolte and a good move over. Betancourt applying an attack, but he's in there safely. Gabriel Barbosa, as we said, 6 feet, 183 pounds. He last pitched on Tuesday last week at John Thurman Field against the Modesto Nuts. He picked up a no decision after 2 1/3 innings of work. And now they have Bolte caught. Here's a throw from Betancourt to the shortstop, Jorge, and he is out. Great move from Barbosa over to first. Bolte was trying to take a quick lead. Betancourt gets the ball. The throw to Jorge was a little bit low, but Jorge applies the tag, and Bolte is out. It goes 1-3-6 on the putout, caught stealing. And with two outs now, here comes the 1-0 pitch to Franco. Barbosa now working out the full windup. Here's the pitch. And it's a high chopper over to the shortstop, Jorge. Jorge's up with it. The throw to first in time, but not before the Ports take a 1-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the first inning, 1-0 Stockton leads Fresno, but the Grizzlies coming up to bat, and here comes Cole Carrig in his Chuck Chancey Park debut. Talk about an aggressive and fun player to watch in Cole Carrig. The switch hitting, multiple position, competitive balance round B pick by the Rockies in 2023 out of San Diego State. Here's the first pitch that he'll see. It's outside, the count at 1-0 from the right-hander in Soo Chen Shaw. No record, a 4.20 ERA for the Taiwanese right-hander. As here comes the 1-0, and it's a ground ball and a base hit to left center field. Cole Carrig, a nice start. He rounds first aggressively. He'll stop there. It's a leadoff single for Carrig. All he does is hit. We saw that all last week in Modesto. Carrig coming into that, batting 522, a 1.413 OPS. So Carrig, a leadoff single, even with the shift on for Stockton. And here comes the first baseman in Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt, 2-for-3 with a home run on Sunday, his second homer of the year. As here's the pitch to Betancourt, outside the count at 1-0. Grizzlies trail 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball. The right-hander in Shaw now towards Bryant Betancourt with the runner at first and no one down. Here's the pitch. And that's a strike to count at 1-1. Grizzlies in the black jerseys. Stockton, they're wearing their dark blue jerseys. Grizzlies black caps. Stockton with the blue caps this evening. 89 degrees that first pitch. Here comes the 1-1 to Bryant Betancourt. And it's inside. Almost gets away. Now a check on Carrig. And he is safe. That was close. The first baseman and Simpson applied the tag. And he jumped up and down as if they thought they caught Carrig on the back pick from the throw from Franco. That was very, very close. Carrig talking to Simpson a little bit. Count at 1-1 to Bryant Betancourt. That was very close. Carrig very aggressive on the base paths. Already a couple stolen bases in his Fresno career. As the 1-1 is a balk. They're calling it a balk. And Betancourt stepped out before and said, hey, that was an illegal pitch by Shaw. So up to second goes Carrig. Runner at second with no outs. And the Grizzlies looking to tie this game up early here in the bottom of the first. Counted 2-2. Bryant Betancourt, a .244 batting average, 2 homers, 52 RBI. Here's the pitch to him, and Betancourt fouls it off. The count now at 2-2. First time the Grizzlies have seen Shaw this year. 6'2", 165 pounds from Taipei, Taiwan. Signed as an international free agent by the Athletics this year. This year. In 2023. Counted 2-2. Here comes the pitch from Shaw. Here it is. And it's a fly ball to right field. A base hit. That gets down. Carrig will round third. He will score easily. Bryant Betancourt, an RBI single, and we are tied at one. Brian Betancourt continues to mash the baseball. Carrick comes in to score easily. And the Grizzlies, just like that, two batters in, and we are tied. So runner at first now with no outs, and here is Deion Jorge, the number 7 prospect in the Rockies system, coming in batting 303, no homer, 16 RBI. He looks to continue this inning as the first pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the first. The Grizzlies already 2 singles and an RBI this inning. Carrick the single, then the balk, and then the RBI single from Betancourt. Here comes the 1-0, and Jorge looks a bunt, and it's foul. The count at 1-1. The Grizzlies very aggressive early on against the right-hander. Shaw, no record, a 4.20 ERA. Just joined Stockton just a few weeks ago. For Shaw this year, this is his 5th appearance. All starts for the Ports. 15 innings of work. As a check swing on a ball in the dirt, and it is actually fouled off in the count now at 1-2 to Jorge. Good pitch right there from Shaw. And the Grizzlies trying to continue this inning. No outs here in the bottom of the first. Glad you could join us. Nice crowd so far. Continuing to pile in here at Chancy Park. Here comes the 1-2, and it's inside. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deion Jorge signed for $2.8 million out of Cuba in 2022 by the Rockies. Only 20 years old. And this guy is a talent, ladies and gentlemen. Here comes the 2-2 now to Jorge. And it is a fly ball into foul territory. This is the first baseman, Simpson, and he will make the play. And Jorge is retired. One out runner at first for DH Skyler Messenger. Skyler Messenger all over the California League leaderboard. He leads the California League with 73 RBI, 16 homers. He is now batting 285, the OPS at 910 as well. Runner at first with one out. Here's the pitch to Messenger. It's low, the count at 1 ball and 0 strikes. Messenger had a great series against Modesto and a great series against San Jose. Now riding a team-long and current team-long 8-game hit streak. As here comes the 1-0 to Messenger. And it is low and outside, the count at 2-0. And Messenger saw a lot of breaking balls against the Modesto Nuts pitching. And so far from the right-hander in Shaw, that's all he's throwing to him so far. Messenger ready to take one deep. Here comes the 2-0, and it's outside. The count at 3 balls and 0 strikes. All 3 pitches not really close. You rather walk a Skyler Messenger than try to pitch to him. That's how good he has been of late. Messenger, in his 8-game hit streak, he is batting .393 as he swings and misses on the 3-0. The count now at 3-1. Messenger, a couple green lights in the series against Modesto, and we saw that again from him with that big hack. 11 for 28, 2 homers, 3 doubles, 8 RBI, and 4 runs in his current hit streak. As that's a called strike, the count now full 3-2. Good pitch by Shaw on the inside part of the plate, and Messenger will now have to battle here. 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the first. Runner at first with one out for the Grizzlies. Taking on the Stockton Ports, here comes the 3-2 to Messenger. And it is swung on, foul tipped into the glove, and he is out. Shaw comes back to strike out Messenger for the 2nd out of the inning, his 1st strikeout of the game, and here comes Andy Perez, the 2nd baseman. The Grizzlies, runner at first with 2 outs here in the bottom of the 1st inning, and Andy Perez, 1 homer, 48 RBI strides to the plate. First pitch to Perez, high chopper, foul. And Steve Solis, the Grizzlies manager, trying to make a play over there at first base. The Grizzlies' third base coach is their bench coach, Cesar Galvez. Grizzlies manager Steve Solis, 1 game at a time. And the Grizzlies, a 5-game lead in the second half against Modesto. So a big series for Fresno against Stockton as that one's fouled off in a very similar spot as the one before. The count now at 0-2. And the right fielder in Bolte having to go chase after it. The count at no balls and two strikes. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansi Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with Adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. The 0-2 by Perez is fouled off and we'll do it again with the same count. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, 24 Karat Fun. And we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. August 22nd, we are nearing the end of August and the end of this 2023 California League schedule and season. As here comes the 0-2 once again to Perez. And it's a broken back ground ball to the second baseman. Up with it is Cook over to first in time. And that ends the inning. But the Grizzlies tied an RBI single from Brian Betancourt. Skulls Cole Carrig. We head to the top of the second inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chukchansi Park. Top of the second inning, 1-1 between the Grizzlies and the Ports, as Gabriel Barbosa will take on Miles Naylor to lead things off here in the top of the second. 1-1 our score, as here comes the first pitch, and it is a strike. The count at 0-1 from Barbosa to Naylor. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Bobby Salazar's for providing tonight's press box food. Are you craving some delicious Mexican food? Look no further than Bobby Salazar's in Old Town Clovis. From sizzling fajitas to mouth-watering burritos, they've got something for everyone. Come join them for lunch or dinner in the heart of Clovis, or you can also order online for delivery at BobbySalazarsOTC.com. Bobby Salazar's Old Town Clovis is a proud official partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. Here's a pitch from Barbosa. It's high to Naylor. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miles Naylor, part of the 2023 draft class for the Athletics. Here comes the 2-2, and it's a fly ball out to left field. Snyder racing back. He's going to look up, and it is gone. Miles Naylor, a solo homer to left field, and just like that, the Ports regain the lead here in the second inning. Miles Naylor, homers just like that, and the Grizzlies trailing to the Ports once again. For Naylor, that is his second homer now in a Stockton uniform. A solo shot to lead off the second inning. It is a run and a hit as well. Third hit for Stockton. And here comes Jonah Cox. And the first pitch to him is a called strike. The count at 0-1 here in the top of the second inning. Jonah Cox, also a part of that really good 2023 draft class. As that's a strike. The count at 0-2. He's from Thornton, Colorado, so used to Coors Field. Now playing in the Oakland Athletics system as here comes the 0-2. It swung on and missed. Barbosa, good morning, good afternoon, good night. He picks up his first strikeout of the evening. And Cox is down on strikes. First strikeout for Barbosa. And here comes Yeniel Loboy with one out and no one on here in the top of the second. Gabriel Barbosa had a great mission on that sequence over to Cox as that is swung on and missed by LeBoy. The count at 0-1. And now that first pitch strike to LeBoy. Here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander. He's going to wind and deal. And it is a ball out to left field towards the Ports pen, and they all give chase. The count now at 0-2. Everyone in that Ports pen running away from that foul ball here in the top of the second inning. Pretty amazing. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and it's low. The count at 1-2. Good curveball there from Barbosa. Four pitches, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. Here's the 1-2 from Barbosa to LeBoy. And it is inside. The count now at 2-2. Gabriel Barbosa considered to have the best control in the Rockies system, according to Baseball America, coming into this year. As here comes the 2-2 from Barbosa. And it's a ground ball slowly hit to the first baseman Betancourt. And he will step on the bag. Two outs now. And here comes Pedro Pineda. 2-1 Stockton leads here in the top of the second. In Barbosa's career, 201 2/3 innings, 34 walks in Barbosa's career. And he will take on Pedro Pineda right here. Barbosa this year walked 3 batters in his first game against San Jose. Since then, he has walked 2 or less. As Pineda looks to bunt, it goes foul. The count at 0-1. Barbosa, only 2 walks over his last 3 games. And that is spanning 13 innings. That's a count 0-1 to Pedro Pineda. Barbosa's worked as both a starter and a reliever. As there's a good breaking ball in the inside part of the plate. Good curveball. And the count now at 0-2. And Barbosa, after allowing that home run to lead off the second, looking for a nice little ending to the inning. No balls, 2 strikes. Time called by the batter in Pineda. We'll do it again, and no balls in 2 strikes. Grizzlies and Ports this evening here at Chancy Park. Glad you could join us. Here's the 0-2. It's in the dirt. The count now at 1-2. Went right back to that curveball. Barbosa making his 10th start this year. Or his 11th start in 10 games. He is 1-4, a 6.95 ERA. The team, though, 2-8 in his starts. Here's the 1-2 outside. The count now at 2-2. But as a reliever, 9 games, a 6-0 record, 1 save, and a 2.67 ERA. The team, 9-0 in his outings. Here's the 2-2 inside. The count now at 3-2. So Barbosa hasn't had the success as a starter versus a reliever, but Barbosa is built to be a starter. As here's the 3-2, and that is fouled off. The count remains the same. 2 outs here in the top of the second inning. Talking with Barbosa, he said he will do whatever it takes for the team to get a win. Barbosa has been a reliever multiple times against Stockton and has pitched very well. As he gets a new baseball here on the 3-2. Barbosa last time against Stockton, 3 1/3 innings. He had 6 strikeouts. As here comes the 3-2. And it is outside, ball 4. And Barbosa loses Pineda. and a walk. Just his third walk over his last four starts. So now a runner at first with two outs, and here comes B.J. Cook, the second baseman. As the Grizzlies trail 2-1 here in the top of the second inning. Gabriel Barbosa went four innings with five strikeouts in his start on, or his relief outing on May 28th, as that's a strike to count at 0-1, good breaking ball. He had a start against Stockton back on April 16th, three innings of work allowed five runs. As here comes the 0-1 offering, a check now on the runner in Pineda. He's back safely. So Barbosa up and down against this Ports team, but 3-0 so far for Gabriel Barbosa. Here comes the 0-1 to B.J. Cook. And it is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Good curveball, and the count now at 0-2. B.J. Cook, 6'2", 187 pounds. He's from Australia, signed as an international free agent in 2022. As here comes the 0-2 from Barbosa. And it's a check swing in the dirt, and he did not go around. The count now at 1-2. And Barbosa and everyone on the Grizzlies' defense was already running into the dugout, thinking he got Cook on the check swing. Instead, the count now at 1-2. Still two outs here in the top of the second inning. Barbosa pitch count now up to 39 on this pitch. Here it is. And it is swung on and missed, and he gets Cook to end the inning. But a solo homer from Miles Naylor. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the bottom of the second inning. The Grizzlies trail the Ports 2-1 as Kyle Karros will lead things off against the pitcher in Su Chen Shaw. As the on-field entertainment leaving the field right now, Davis LaBall making sure that they're all safe as the first pitch to Kyle Karros is underway from Shaw. Here comes the first pitch, and it is inside. The count at 1-0. Kyle Karros, one of two 2023 draft picks to join the Grizzlies last week in Modesto, like Cole Kerrig. Karros, a fifth-round draft pick. As a check swing, he did not go around. The count at 2-0. Karros from UCLA. Baseball's in the blood. His dad, Eric, a former big leaguer, and his brother in the Dodger system. As the 2-0 is a high fly ball out to right field. A long run for the right fielder, and it's caught by Bolte on the run. And Karros is retired for the first out. As here comes the right fielder, Jesus Bugarin. Grizzlies trailing 2-1 here in the bottom of the second. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the 1-1 to Bouguereen, and it's a fly ball out to shallow left center field. Pineda is over there, and he will make the catch. And now two outs here as the Grizzlies, after the first two batters reach base, have come up empty the past five. And here comes catcher Cody Huff with two outs here in the bottom of the second. The Grizzlies and the Ports, their last series this year against one another. The Grizzlies, a 14-10 record against Fresno, or against Stockton this year. So the Grizzlies, a lot of success against them. The Grizzlies, they're 57-21 all-time against the Ports, with a 30-6 record in Stockton. As here comes the 1-0, and that is a base hit up the middle, went off the mound, and that is a two-out single for Cody Huff. Third single for Fresno. And here comes left fielder Jake Snyder. So Huff right back up the middle. And now to Jake Snyder, who also, like Skyler Messenger, we were talking about earlier, on a really good hit streak. A six-game hit streak for Snyder, batting .280. A triple, two doubles, six runs scored for Snyder. Here comes the first pitch to him. And he grounds one foul towards the Grizzlies dugout. The count at 0-1. Runner at first with two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Grizzlies trailing the Ports 2-1. Jake Snyder, three homers, 30 RBI, batting .261. And he lines one foul. The count now at 0-2. And the Grizzlies been swinging early against the right-hander in Shaw. Count now at no balls and two strikes to Jake Snyder. The Grizzlies would love a win tonight, and they would love for San Jose to beat Modesto down at Excite Ballpark. As here comes the 0-2 to Snyder. Here comes the pitch from Shaw, and Snyder fouls it off towards the left side and out of play. The count remains at 0-2. The Grizzlies last year against Stockton went 26-4. The 26 wins broke the team record for the most victories against an opponent in a single season. Now, of course, a little bit of a different story this year. But, of course, new players, new teams. As a check swing, did he go around? He did not. And the count now at one ball and two strikes. Snyder did not go around on the ball down in the zone. The last of five series between the clubs in 2023 in the final set here in Fresno. Five series. The Ports were here to open up the Grizzlies' home schedule here at Chukchansey Park, and then they met a month later. As here's a ground ball to the second baseman, an underhand toss from Cook, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies still trail 2-1. We head to the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away nine ATVs, nine UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the third inning, 2-1. The Ports lead the Grizzlies. Derek Salome, who's 1-for-1 with a run, will stride to the box against Gabriel Barbosa back out for his third inning of work. Gabriel Barbosa split the year between the ACL Rockies and Fresno in his first season stateside in 2022. With the ACL Rockies, 11 games, 6 starts for Barbosa. Went 5-0 with a 3.46 ERA and a 1.18 whip. Here's the pitch to Salome, and it's a line drive, and the shortstop Jorge makes a play! What a catch! Deion Jorge uses his whole 6'3 frame to leap high and make the play. What a catch. We watch the replay right here. Jorge, hey, was sideways when he made that play. One out here in the top of the third. Here comes the pitch now to Will Simpson, who's 0-for-1, and it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Wow. Deion Jorge, known for his fielding when the Rockies got him, and you saw the skill right there. Here's the 0-1, and that's outside. The count at 1-1. Deion Jorge. As here comes the 1-1 from Barbosa, and it's fouled off. The count at 1-2, and if you watched on that replay, you got a chance to see Jorge grin and smile. Jorge has so much fun playing this game, and you can tell every time you talk to him, he is out there high-fiving his teammates, enjoying every minute of his young career so far. Here comes the 0-2 from Barbosa, and it is low, the count at 1-2. Barbosa, after his great start with the ACL Rockies we were talking about, was sent to Fresno on September 10th to join the team for their final week of the season and for the postseason. Here's the 2-2, fly ball foul. And Barbosa was a reliever, but he earned the win in his debut after a career-high 5 innings of relief, allowed 3 runs on 7 hits and no walks. He also had 3 strikeouts at San Jose. And then he pitched in the postseason. Here's a fly ball to right field. It goes foul. The count remains the same at 2-2. Barbosa, in Game 2 of the Divisional Series against San Jose, 3 hitless and scoreless innings, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. He was fantastic. And here comes the 2-2 to Simpson. And it's a fly ball again, foul down the right field line. And then, in Game 2 of the Championship Series, Barbosa, 4 sensational frames. He allowed 1 unearned run on 3 hits versus Lake Elsinore. And when we talked to him at the beginning of the season, he said the one team he was excited to face were the Storm. Now Barbosa has continued to pitch over and over, and facing Stockton for the 5th time now, which is tied for the most of any team he has faced this season. Here comes the 2-2 from Barbosa. It's high in the count now, full 3-2. Barbosa, as we said a little bit earlier, became the second player in Fresno Grizzlies history to be born in Brazil. The first pitcher, though. Here comes the 3-2, and it swung on and missed. Barbosa has his 3rd strikeout of the game, 2nd out of the inning, and here comes right fielder Henry Bolte. Barbosa, all 3 punchouts tonight, has been a fastball high and away, and Stockton has chased after it. Barbosa, known for his control, has been able to extend the strike zone out a little bit, and the Ports have gone chasing. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed away from Bolte, the count at 0-1. Now, the first Brazilian player was Murilo Gouveia in 2015. He was an infielder, as here comes the 0-1, and Barbosa is quickly ahead now 0-2 as Bolte fouls it off. Barbosa had a chance to play in the World Baseball Classic qualifier for Team Brazil, pitched in a couple outings, and was coached by former Rockies pitcher LaTroy Hawkins. Yes, here comes the 0-2, and it is in the dirt. Good stop there from Huff. The count now at 1-2. From Bastos, Brazil. Small little town, according to Barbosa. As here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it's a fly ball out to right field. Bouguereau racing back just a tad bit. He is now underneath it, and he will make the catch to end the inning. A 1-2-3 third for Barbosa. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FraserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 2-1, Stockton leads Fresno. Cole Kerrig will lead things off for the Grizzlies. He's 1-for-1 with a run scored. Cole Kerrig now batting .542 to the start of his Grizzlies career. A six-game hit streak for Kerrig. Here comes the first pitch from Shaw, and Kerrig fouls it off. The count at 0-1. Cole Kerrig went to San Diego State, 6'3", 200 pounds, 21 years old. Born on May 8th, 2002. As here comes the 0-1. And it is a line drive to center field, and Kerrig is 2-for-2. Another hit for Kerrig. He just makes it look easy at the plate. Fourth single now for Fresno. Runner at first with no outs for Bryant Betancourt, who's 1-for-1 with an RBI single. If we look at that replay, Kerrig does a great job staying in, bringing his hands on the inside part of the plate, and driving the ball to center. As here's a shift now on for Betancourt, the shortstop in Naylor playing closer to the second base bag as Betancourt swing and a miss, the count at 0-1. Bryant Betancourt, another RBI. He has the last three RBI for Fresno. Had both of them on Sunday and the only one tonight. As here's the 0-1, and Betancourt takes a pitch in the dirt and gets away. Kerrig will head up to second base, and that will be a wild pitch. The catcher, Franco, didn't have a chance on that pitch from Shaw. So Kerrig once again in scoring position with no outs. And Bryant Betancourt, like the first time up, a chance to drive him in. So a wild pitch, the first one issued tonight by Shaw. Runner at second with no outs. There goes Kerrig for third, and Betancourt fouls it off. It was on the inside part of the plate, and Betancourt, if he would have just taken the pitch, Kerrig had third base swiped perfectly. The third baseman in Salome was playing about halfway, maybe a quarter of the way, from that third base bag. and Carrig was trying to take advantage of it. But Betancourt had a pitch he liked, and he fouled it off. The count now at 1-2. 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Shaw to Betancourt. Carrig leads from second. Here's the pitch, and that is a caught by the second baseman, and Cook, a line drive, and Cook makes the play for the first out. Betancourt was right on it. It goes L4 for the first out, and here comes the shortstop and Dion Jorge. Jorge 0-for-1 tonight with a pop-up in foul territory. If we look at that replay, what a job by Cook, the second baseman, diving towards the second base bag of where his body was going and made the play, and Carrig staying at second. Here's the pitch to Jorge now. It's outside. The count at 1-0, and Shaw faked as if he was going to second. Carrig was heading back to the base. The count is at 1-0. Carrig very aggressive on the base paths. Takes his lead. Here comes the 1-0. And Jorge, a high pop-up again in foul territory. It's the first baseman Simpson, and he makes the play. And Jorge again is retired in foul territory. Two outs now, and here comes Skyler Messenger, 0-for-1 with a strikeout this evening. And the Grizzlies would hate to leave Carrig stranded at second base. But if there's a guy who can score him, it's the man at the plate right here in Skyler Messenger here in the bottom of the third. Runner at second with two outs. 2-1, Stockton leads Fresno. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. The count at 1-0. A slider there from Shaw. No record of 4.20 ERA for Shaw. His fifth appearance with Stockton. And rookie ball made 7 relief appearances, throwing 24 2/3 innings. As here comes the 1-0 to Messenger. And it is a called strike. The count at 1-1. A 2-3 record, a 4.01 ERA for Shaw. In his first professional season. 6'2", 165 pounds. He is 19 years old. As that is low to Messenger, the count now at 2-2. Soo Chen Shaw, TZUCHENSHA. 2-1. Here comes the pitch. And that is a pop-up, and it will go into the crowd. And it's now at 2-2. And some fans yelling, "I got it," and no one got it. Count at 2-2 here in the bottom of the third inning. Skyler Messenger once again will have to battle here against Shaw, who wears number 37 on the back of his blue jersey. The Grizzlies would love to tie or take the lead right here from Messenger. Here comes the 2-2. And it is swung on and missed, and Messenger goes fishing. We head to the fourth inning. The Grizzlies trail 2-1. You'll see Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Goal. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4.
ends 5/2/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 2-1, the Ports lead the Grizzlies. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As that pitch was fouled off from Carlos Franco against Gabriel Barbosa, the count at no balls and one strike. Back here at Chuck Chansey Park, 12 home games left in the regular season. Your final chance is to watch your Fresno Grizzlies. As that's a called strike, the count now at 0-2. The Grizzlies hopefully will make it to the postseason, so we'll give you a couple more games as well to watch Fresno. But California, we would love to see you. Lots of promotions, lots of great in-game entertainment, of course, good Grizzlies baseballs. That is swung on and missed. Good pitch down the zone, and Franco is out. Four strikeouts now for Barbosa. One out in the inning. Here comes Miles Naylor, a solo shot the last time he was up. Barbosa, though, has looked really good over his past five batters. Here comes the first pitch to Naylor. It's inside, the count at 1-0. Here at Tuchansi Park. It's great to be back. 12 games on the road back here in the friendly confines. As here comes the pitch inside, the count at one ball or two balls and no strikes. It's 324 feet down the left field line, 400 to dead center. In left center, 385. As here is a high pop-up. This is drifting on the infield now into left center. It's the shortstop, Jorge, battling the lights, makes the play. Two outs now. Goes P6. And with two away, here comes the center fielder in Jonah Cox. He's 0-1 with a strikeout. In right center field, there's Emmanuel Scoreboard, and down that right field line, 335 feet. Lots of great amenities here at the ballpark, including that big video board out in left center field. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside, the count at 1-0. A grassy berm and a pool as well out in left center, where it's 385. We have the manual scoreboard out in right center field, as here's the pitch, and it is fouled off, the count at one ball and one strike. We have the splash park presented by Community Medical Center. That is just on the outside of right field, right behind that short porch in right. We also have the Fresno Social overlooking the Stockton dugout. As here is a broken bat fly ball out to right center field. This is Cole Carrig, and he keeps drifting and makes the play. Barbosa, another 1-2-3 inning. He is now retired 7 in a row. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready
for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-1, Stockton leads Fresno. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. That's a strike to Andy Perez. A count at 1-1 from Su Chen Shaw here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes the 1-1 to Perez. It's in the dirt. The count at 2-1. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes, though, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. Grizzlies trailing 2-1. Here comes the pitch from Shaw. Perez looks to bunt. It's high and inside. The count now at 3-1. Andy Perez 0-1 tonight. Perez, a couple really good bunt attempts in the series against Modesto, a guy who is continuing to add to his game, just 19 years old. Here comes the pitch, and that's a high chopper. This is a tough play for the shortstop, and it goes past Naylor, and that will allow Perez to reach. We'll see what the ruling is, but it was a high chopper between short and third. Salone was playing too far inside, and then Naylor could not make a play on the backhand. A tough hop for him. So a runner at first with no outs, and here's Kyle Karros 0-1. Here comes the pitch, and instead it'll be a check on Perez. He's back safely. So runner at first with no outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Still waiting on a ruling decision. As here comes a pitch inside, almost hits Karros. It is going to be ruled as an error by the shortstop in Naylor. First error of tonight's game. So runner at first, the count 1-0 to Karros. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike. The count at 1-1. Kyle Karros now batting 200 in his start with Fresno. 1-4 in his first 5 games with the Grizzlies. 0-4 on Sunday for Karros. 0-1 tonight so far. A big frame, 6-5. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. The count at 1-2. 6'5", 220 pounds, 21 years old. A fifth-round draft pick out of UCLA for Karros. As we said, his brother Jared pitching in the Quakes and the Dodgers system. His dad, a former big leaguer and now analyst. As that is in the dirt, the count at 2-2, and now a throw to second, and what a catch by the shortstop in Naylor. Actually, it was the second baseman in Cook. He had a lunge after that ball that was thrown offline by Franco. Perez gets up a little bit slow as he advances on a wild pitch. That was really close. It was a late go by Perez on the ball that got away, and Perez made the play because the throw was offline. So a wild pitch, runner at second now with no outs. 2-2 to Karros. Grizzlies trying to be aggressive on the base pass. Here comes the pitch to Karros. And that is a fly ball foul. And the count remains at 2-2. We were talking about Chuck Chancey Park before that commercial break. And a lot of things to do here at Chuck Chancey Park. But a lot of promotions in the pipeline, including Thursday for Fresno State Night at 6:50 p.m. Here's the pitch to Carroll's ground ball, and that is a base hit in the left field. That gets through. Perez stops at third, and now runners at first and third with no outs for Jesus Bugarin. Perez gets to third. Carroll's in a similar spot as Perez had on his ball. Carroll's now 1-for-2, and Fresno has 5 singles. So runners at first and third with no outs, and it's Jesus Bugarin who's 0-for-1. But again, Fresno State Night, that's on Thursday, presented by Blue Pearl Pet Hospital and Fresno Pet ER. Should be a great night of fun. Show off your Fresno State pride as that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1 to Bugarin. On Friday, August 25th, it's Touch a Truck, presented by Golden State Peterbilt. We have Lego Dreams and Friday Night Fireworks, presented by Toyota. Here's the 0-1 to Bugarin, and it's a ball outside. The count at 1-1. As there's now action down in that Stockton pen, a right-hander starts to get loose. But that is on Friday at 6:50 p.m. Here comes the pitch to Bugarin. Swing and a miss. The count now at 1-2. Finally, on Saturday, it's a Fulton Street Party featuring Lowriders Day Fresno and a Grizzlies Black Hat giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. Come enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Here comes the 1-2 to Bugarin. And it's swung on and foul tipped into the glove, and he is out. Bugarin retired. Third strikeout for Shaw. First out of the inning. And here's Cody Huff, 1-for-1 with a single. Action right now in the Stockton pen. It is number 20, Carlos Gerarte, the right-hander. We've seen him a couple times this year. Here comes the pitch to Cody Huff, and it's low. The count at 1-0. Runner at third is Perez. Runner first is Carroll. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. 2-1, Stockton leads Fresno, but the Grizzlies, a couple runners on here. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a strike. The count at 1-1. Now, we were talking about the ballpark. We've talked about some promotions that are upcoming. Well, we expect to see you here to come support your Grizzlies as we push towards the postseason. Count at 1-1. Here's the pitch, and it's almost going to hit Huff, but inside. The count now at 2-1. Cody Huff barely moving his arms at the last second. 2-1. Runners at first and third with one out. The Grizzlies would love to tie or take the lead right here. Here's the 2-1 Huff, and that's a foul ball. The count now at 2-2 as it goes towards the suite level here at Chukchansey Park. Some fans enjoying that foul ball. 2-2, 1 out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cody Huff, the Stanford product. And Su Chen Shaw, here's the pitch. And that is swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Shaw. 2 outs now. And here comes Jake Snyder. 0-for-1 with a ground out. And for Snyder right now, runners at first and third, and the Grizzlies would hate again with no outs. They had runners at first and third. Now there's 2 outs on back-to-back strikeouts. The Grizzlies, runners in scoring position, not to their favor right now. As here comes the pitch to Snyder, and it is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. All of a sudden, Shaw, all of his pitches in the strike zone. Count at 0-1. Shaw reaching now 70 pitches right here. Continues to throw strikes with runners in scoring position. As Snyder, that's a ground ball, and a second baseman Cook goes to shortstop Naylor, and the Grizzlies do not score. We head to the fifth inning, 2-1. The Grizzlies trail the Ports. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado.
Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fifth inning, the Grizzlies trailing the Ports by a score of 2-1. Gabriel Barbosa will take on Yeniel Loboy to lead things off. Loboy 0-for-1 with a ground out to the first baseman Betancourt his first time up. Loboy batting 195. Two homers, 10 RBI since joining Stockton. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. The count at 1-0 from Gabriel Barbosa. The Grizzlies trailing 2-1 here in the fifth inning. Here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and that's a fly ball out to left center field. A long run for Kerrigan Snyder, and it will get past both of them up against the wall. It's a leadoff double for LeBoy, who is now 1-for-2 tonight. And for Stockton, they have 4 hits, 2 of them for extra bases. So now a runner at second with no outs for Pedro Pineda, who walked his first time up. And Stockton, after getting out of the first and third jam with no outs, they're looking to capitalize here in the fifth inning. LeBoy, that's his 6th double since joining the Ports. As here comes the pitch to Pineda, one of the few players on this Stockton lineup that's still here. A lot of players called up to High A Lansing. A couple guys now in Double A as well in Midland. A couple guys down in the Arizona League after getting hurt. As here comes the pitch to Pineda, he looks to bunt. And it's outside, the count at 1-0. Gabriel Barbosa with the first baseman Betancourt rushing in on the bunt attempt. Count at 1-0. Barbosa looks in. Here comes the 1-0 offering from the right-hander. Looks back the runner. Here comes the pitch. And it is outside, the count at 2-0. The Grizzlies losing 7-2 on Sunday, looking to get back in the win column. They'll need help from San Jose this week as well. Here comes the 2-0 from Barbosa. And it is a bunt right back to the pitcher. He goes to third and is thrown away. This should score a run. Snyder now to second. And Barbosa the air on the bunt attempt. And it's 3-1 Ports. Pineda reaches. It goes fielder's choice, E1. He gets to second. LeBoy scores. So that is a run and an error as well. So it's going to be a run allowed. So now a runner at second again with no outs. And it's 3-1 Stockton now. As here's B.J. Cook 0-for-1. It is fielder's choice, E1 officially now. As here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and another bunt attempt, and it is fair, and there's nowhere to go, and he throws it away again. This will score another run. Back-to-back throwing errors, and the Grizzlies trail 4-1. B.J. Cook, another bunt attempt, and the Grizzlies have not been able to field the bunt. Unbelievable. Oh, man, another run comes in to score. Pineda scores the second run. And it looked like it was going to be a tough play either way as Betancourt and Barbosa couldn't figure out who to play or who to make the play, and Barbosa threw it away again. As here's another bunt. This time Barbosa will catch on the pop-up, and Salome is retired for the first out of the inning. It goes P1. One out runner at first now for Will Simpson, who's 0-for-2. 4-1 Stockton. They have scored two runs this inning on a pair of Grizzlies errors. Both bunt attempts. We have not seen the Grizzlies make mistakes like this on the fielding side of things. Third in the league in fielding percentage. And Barbosa back-to-back errors, as that's inside the count at 1-0. So Fresno, multiple errors this inning, costing them a pair of runs, and Stockton extending their lead here in the fifth inning. As here comes the 0-1 to check on the runner. Back safely is Cook. Grizzlies trailing 4-1 here in the fifth inning. Another bunt attempt from Salome. Luckily, it was popped up in the air. Here comes the 1-0. And it is swung on and foul tip. The count now at 1-1. Gabriel Barbosa, a couple mistakes this inning. Barbosa, 21 years old from Brazil. This is his 20th appearance, 11th start. Micah Dallas now in the pen for Stockton. Here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and it is fouled off. The count now at 1-2. Grizzlies wearing the black jerseys. They are 5-7 in the black and gold this year. But the Grizzlies, still a lot of game to be played. The offense can get going very quickly. A lot of close games, and the Grizzlies still have not reached their final three innings yet. Here's the 1-2, and that's a high pop-up. This is drifting in foul territory, and it will land fouls. The count remains at 1-2. Right near that Grizzlies dugout on the first base side. Their bullpen down the right field line. Stockton on the third base side. Their bullpen down the left field line. As Gabriel Barbosa continues to pitch here in the fifth inning. Barbosa at 73 pitches now. Barbosa, most innings thrown in his career, 6. But here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed down in the zone, and Simpson is out. Fifth strikeout for Barbosa. And with two outs now, here comes Henry Bolte, 1-for-2 with an RBI single back in the first. Barbosa had 9 strikeouts against Modesto back on June 25th at John Thurman Field. He has 5 tonight. Here comes the pitch to Bolte. And a check on the runner, Cook, and they almost got him. Good move from Barbosa. Count stays the same. No balls, no strikes to Bolte. Here in the top of the fifth inning, 4-1 Stockton leads Fresno. Port's going to run in the first and the second. 2 runs here in the fifth. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on a miss. Good breaking ball from Barbosa. Count of no balls and a strike. That curveball from Barbosa has been electric tonight. Lots of great depth and movement on it. Here comes the 0-1 now. Cook leading from first. And that's a strike, and quickly 0-2. That fastball darted in there from Barbosa. That was at 89 miles per hour, so no balls, 2 strikes. Barbosa now looking to get out of this inning unscathed besides those 2 runs. After the double and the back-to-back errors, he has looked really sharp. The pop-up, then the strikeout, now looking for a strikeout of Bolte. Here comes the 1-2, or the 0-2 to Bolte. And time called as Barbosa steps off. Here comes the 0-2 from Barbosa. There goes the runner, and it is going to be a balk, I believe, is what they're calling. They're saying that Barbosa balked. Therefore, the runner at second is Cook. He was going on the 0-2. So now a runner at second here with 2 outs. Still 0-2 as here comes the pitch. And it is a fly ball to right field, way back there. The right fielder looks up, and it's gone. A two-run homer for Bolte. 6-1, a four-run frame for Stockton. Multiple errors in the inning, and the Ports have extended their lead here in the fifth. Bolte, he homers once again, his 13th of the season. He leads the Ports offense right now in that category. Second homer allowed by Barbosa. Four runs, so another two runs on the second hit of the inning. And it's now 6-1 here in the fifth. Two outs still for Carlos Franco now. And that's a strike in the count at 0-1. And the Grizzlies, a couple errors this inning, and it's cost them. Here comes the 0-1. And it's a ground ball sharply hit to the third baseman, Karros. He gobbles it up over to first in time, and that ends the inning. But not before the Ports score four runs. A couple big mistakes by Gabriel Barbosa, a home run as well. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Stream, guys, FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at...
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 6-1, Stockton leads Fresno. Cole Carrig will lead things off against Micah Dallas. And the first pitch of Carrig is fouled off, the count at 0-1. So Micah Dallas takes over on the bump here for Stockton. That ends the night for Su Chen Shaw, who was fantastic after a rough first two batters of the game. As that's outside, the count now at 1-1 to Carrick, who's 2-for-2 with a run tonight. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. Micah Dallas takes over, wears number 34 on the back of his jersey, as Carrick takes his time. Micah Dallas. Yes, here comes the 1-1. From Dallas, and it's inside, and the count now at 2-2. It looks like the catcher in Franco was hit by that pitch initially, so he is now walking it off. Count of 2-2. So final line for Su Chen Shaw. Four innings of work for him as Carrick fouls it off. The count at 2-2. So Shaw, four innings, five hits, one run it was earned, no walks, four strikeouts. His best outing so far with Stockton as Carrick fouls off another one down the right field line. The count remains at 2-2. Sergio Sanchez, the right-hander in the Grizzlies' pen. Here comes another 2-2 to Carrick. And that is a fly ball to right field. Will it stay fair? It goes foul. The count remains at 2-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 6-1, Stockton leads Fresno. Fresno, 5 singles tonight. They have been hurt by the long ball. 3 of the 5 hits for Stockton for extra bases. Here's the 2-2, and it's inside. The count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carrick trying to get on base for the third time tonight. The Grizzlies. Here's the pitch. Carrick, another fly ball foul down the left field line. He stays alive from Micah Dallas. Dallas, 6'2", 215 pounds from Aubrey, Texas, an 8th round draft pick by the Athletics in 2022. Here's the 3-2. A check swing. Did he go? He did not. And Carrick has a walk. He has reached base 3 times tonight. And it's the first walk issued by Stockton pitching. As here comes Bryant Betancourt, 1-for-2 with an RBI single. And the Grizzlies trying to get going here in the fifth inning. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. Fly ball to right field, right at the right fielder, Bolte. He didn't even have to move, and Betancourt is retired. One out now, and here comes Dion Jorge, who's 0-for-2. Once again, we'd like to thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. Here on August 22nd. As here comes the pitch to Jorge. And that's a strike. The count at 0-1. Grizzlies offense, just like they had a few nights ago against Modesto, scored early and then were quiet after that. The Grizzlies would love to change their tune right here. Here's a pitch to Jorge. It's low. The count at 1-1. And they're going to have to do it against the Stockton bullpen. It's been an up-and-down year for the Ports pen. But Micah Dallas has been a bright spot for Stockton. As here's a ground ball up the middle. It's going to be a tough play, and no play is going to be made. The shortstop, Naylor, it bounces off his body, and everybody is safe. Carrick up to second. Jorge will reach. We'll see what they rule it, but either way, runners at first and second with one out for Skyler Messenger, who's 0-for-2. A high chopper up the middle. Naylor looked like he had it, and then the ball just went out on the transfer. It's going to be a single for Jorge, so he's now 1-for-3, and the Grizzlies have 6 singles. So now runners at first and second with one out. Here comes the pitch, and that's in the dirt. The count at 1-0 to Messenger, 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. The Grizzlies have at least one hit in every inning. 6 hits overall. Runners at first and second. They have left 5 on base. Here comes the 1-0, and now a check on Carrick, and he is safe. That was super close. Cook, the second baseman, applying the tag, and Carrick, again, taking an aggressive lead over at second. Count of 1 ball and no strikes here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Modesto up 11-0 on San Jose, so the Grizzlies need to get back into it. Here's a ground ball, and it's foul. Messenger right to third base. He broke his bat. The count at 1-1. He will go get some new lumber. While we have a quick break in the action, take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. It's low. The count at 2 balls and a strike. We'd like to thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch to Messenger. High chopper. Foul down the third baseline. The count now at 2-2. Grizzlies trying to get back in front, trailing 6-1 now. They've had their opportunities, have come up empty. As here comes the 2-2. To Messenger. Here comes the pitch. And it is popped up. And it is playable for the catcher. And Franco makes the play. And Messenger now 0-3. Two outs now. And here comes Andy Perez, who's 0-2, reached on an error. And the Grizzlies, again, with runners in scoring position, they have struck out multiple times. A pop-up in foul territory multiple times. And the Grizzlies, unbelievable. This is not the offense we have seen over the past couple of weeks. As here comes the first pitch to Andy Perez. And Perez takes it outside. The count at 1-0. By the way, in that inning for Barbosa, he's allowed 6 runs, only 4 of them earned. 1 ball, no strikes to Andy Perez. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. There goes the runners. The throw to third, and Carrig is safe. It's a double steal. And Carrig, a stolen base, and also one for Jorge. So Carrig, a stolen base. Jorge, a stolen base. So runners at second and third with 2 outs. And Andy Perez, who's 0-2, trying to get this lead or this deficit back to 3. Here comes the 2-0 to Perez, and it is outside. 3 balls and no strikes. So 3 balls, no strikes. Andy Perez. We'll see if he takes a pitch all the way here from Dallas. Here it is. And it is a fly ball to left field. A long run for the left fielder, and he makes the play. And the Grizzlies come up empty again. We head to the sixth. The Grizzlies trail 6-1. You'll listen to Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancy Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the sixth inning, 6-1, Stockton leads Fresno. Sergio Sanchez will take over on the bump for the Grizzlies. Gabriel Barbosa's night is done. He was great until that fifth inning where he allowed 4 runs. As the first pitch from Sanchez is outside in Naylor, the count at 1-0. Naylor's 1-2, a home run back in the second inning. And right now, that is the go-ahead run. As here comes the 1-0, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Sergio Sanchez, 6 feet, 180 pounds. The 22-year-old from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international and drafted free agent in 2018. As there's a good pitch, the count now at 1-2. Sanchez has pitched very well of late for the Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-2, and that is called strike three. Naylor down on strikes. Good pitch there from Sanchez. One out, and here comes Jonah Cox, who is 0-2 tonight. So Miles Naylor is retired, and now Jonah Cox, the center fielder, against Sergio Sanchez, who's appearing in his 32nd game. A 2-1 record, a 2.92 ERA for the right-hander. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 1-0. Sanchez can pitch multiple innings. And right now we'll have to do some work as the Grizzlies trail by 5. Here comes the pitch. And that's a fly ball out to left center field. That sounded good off the bat, but it's playable. It's going to be the center fielder in Carrig making the play for the second out. Carrig ran a long way. He lost his cap along the journey, but he makes the play. So two outs now as here comes Yeniel LeBoy, who is 1-2, a double and a run scored. Sergio Sanchez on the bump. Second year with Fresno. Had the most appearances by the Grizzlies bullpen last year. As that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Was second on the team in wins behind Case Williams. Sanchez was named Pitcher of the Year by the Grizzlies front office. Here comes the 0-1. And that is low and inside. The count at 1-1. Sanchez was put on the development list when they were in Stockton, and when he came off of it, he has been pretty much unhittable. As here comes the 1-1 from Sanchez, and it is foul tipped, and the count at 1-2. Sanchez, multiple pitches, a really good fastball, but the off-speed pitches from Sanchez, lots of movement. He has a very slow, deliberate delivery, and all of his pitches with that downward movement allows for a lot of success. As here comes the 1-2 to LeBoy. And it's outside. The count now at 2-2. Grizzlies trail 6-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. However you're listening and wherever you're listening. Here comes the 2-2 from Sanchez. And it is in the dirt. The count now full 3-2. Sanchez rocking the red glove. Wears the number 30 on the back of his black jersey. Gold numbers on the back. You can see the California Gold Bear logo on the side of those jerseys, the F-slash on the front of those jerseys. As here comes the pitch from Sanchez to LeBoy, and it is called strike three. Sanchez a 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts. Let's see if that gives the Grizzlies some momentum on offense. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 6-1, Stockton leads Fresno. Kyle Karros, who's 1-for-2, will lead things off. The Grizzlies' offense needs to get going right now. As here comes the first pitch to Karros, and it is inside. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies, they need some help from the San Jose Giants, who trail the Modesto Nuts 11-0 in the bottom of the 7th. Rancho Cucamonga leads Lake Elsinore 8-0. They're also in the bottom of the 7th. Inland Empire leads Visalia 2-0. They are in the bottom of the 8th. So 3 of the 4 games, the losing team, no runs. Our score, 6-1 in our game. As the Grizzlies trying to get back on track. There's a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count now at 2-2. Stockton Ports, Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 2-2 to Karros, and he flies one foul, and the count remains the same. 2-2. Kyle Karros from, he was born in Los Angeles, California. Went to UCLA. Here comes the pitch to him, and that's a fly ball out to a right field. It is going to go foul towards that Grizzlies bullpen. The count at 2-2. That ball initially looked like it was going to stay fair and maybe land for extra bases. The right fielder in Bolte talking to the Grizzlies bullpen about that ball. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a ball as well. Now full 3-2. That looked like a close pitch right there. Karros, who's right on top of the plate. Initially, the check swing, he went over the plate with his body as that pitch was a little bit more inside than he thought. Here comes the 3-2, and that is a ground ball to the shortstop. This is Naylor over to first, and it's in time. Naylor makes the play. Karros retired. It goes 6-3 for the first out. And here comes the right fielder, Jesus Bugarin, who's 0-2. Here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Glad you could join us, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Jesus Bugarin, a strikeout victim his last time up. Here's the pitch, and that's a high pop-up, drifting out to shallow right center field. It is going to be the second baseman in Cook, two outs now, as he pops up to Cook. And here comes Cody Huff, who's 1-for-2, and the Grizzlies' offense just looks dying right now as compared to what they had in their first two batters of the game. The Grizzlies have been scoreless since the first. Carrick had a leadoff single. He got to second on a balk, came in to score on the Betancourt RBI single. Since then, Fresno zeros, as that's outside of Huff, the count at 1-0. Micah Dallas pitching now after Su-Chen Shaw, who went 4 innings of 1-run ball. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a line drive out to left field, and that ball gets down. Cody Huff, he will stop at first. He will now go to second. Here's the throw, and it's a 2-out double for Cody Huff, now 2-for-3. So Huff, a multi-hit game. That is the first extra base hit for Fresno among their 6 hits. And here's Jake Snyder, who's 0-for-2. Maybe this is the life the Grizzlies are looking for. If Jake Snyder can get on base here and score Cody Huff, the Grizzlies a little bit of life down the stretch. One batter at a time, one game at a time. Grizzlies mantra. Here comes the first pitch to Jake Snyder. And it is a called strike and the count at 0-1. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate from Dallas. Jake Snyder, 2 ground balls to the second baseman and Cook. Cook playing a little bit closer to the first base side of things. Here comes the 0-1. Snyder check swing. That ball gets away, but Huff will stay at second. And on the check swing, it looked like he did go around. The count now at 0-2. As Micah Dallas looking to get out of the inning unscathed. Micah Dallas, 6'2", 215 from Aubrey, Texas. 23 years old for Dallas. Dallas played up with Las Vegas in AAA a little bit earlier this year to work some innings to help out the Aviators. Now back here with Stockton. Here comes the 0-2, And that is called strike three, and the Grizzlies again leave a runner in scoring position. We head to the seventh, all Stockton so far. Listen to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the seventh inning, 6-1, Stockton leads Fresno. As Pedro Pineda will lead things off against Sergio Sanchez here in the top of the seventh inning. Pedro Pineda so far has reached base twice. He has scored a run. Here comes the pitch from Sanchez. It is high. The count at 1-0. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Bobby Salazar's for providing tonight's press box food. Are you craving some delicious Mexican food? Look no further than Bobby Salazar's in Old Town Clovis. From sizzling fajitas to mouth-watering burritos, they've got something for everyone. Come join them for lunch or dinner in the heart of Clovis, or you can also order online for delivery at Bobby Salazar's OTC. Fly ball to right field, Bouguereau chasing after it, it will go foul. Again, come join them for lunch or dinner in the heart of Clovis, or you can also order online for delivery at BobbySalazarsOTC.com. Bobby Salazar's Old Town Clovis is a proud official partner and tonight's press box food of the Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. Count at 1-2 to Pineda. Here comes the pitch from Sanchez. And it will go to the backstop. The count at 2-2. Pedro Pineda. Here comes the 2-2 from Sanchez. And it is outside. The count now at 3-2. Sanchez would hate to lose Pineda right here. Pineda drew a walk on a 3-2 count back in the second inning. Here's the pitch. And it's a line drive, a base hit. Pineda has reached base all three times. That is a single, six hit now for Stockton. And here comes B.J. Cook, who is 0-2. He scored after reaching on an error back in the fifth inning. Now, there is a funny thing in baseball. There are seven ways you can reach first base. And so far, Pedro Pineda has checked off three of them tonight. Now, if you do know what the seven are, let me know. Now, I do know what the answer is, but we'd love to know if our fans know as well. There are some unique ones as well, as we hope we won't see a couple of those tonight. Here comes the pitch. Instead, it'll be a check on the runner in Pineda. He's back safely. Runner at first with no outs here in the seventh inning. All Stockton so far. The Grizzlies game one of six versus the Ports. Here comes the pitch from Sanchez. And it is inside in the count at 1-0. The Grizzlies going to the bottom of the seventh inning. This is where all the runs start scoring. The Grizzlies have scored 35% of their runs in innings 7 through 9. They have 17 comeback wins in the seventh inning or later. Here's the 1-0. That's a strike to count at 1-1. The Grizzlies will need a comeback win tonight as they trail 6-1 here in the top of the seventh inning. As we have tonight's attendance, 1,904. 1904. As here comes the pitch. There goes the runner. Swung on a miss. The throw to second is high. And safe at second is Pineda. A stolen base against Cody Huff. A high throw. Perez catching the ball. Couldn't apply the tag. And Pineda's in there. Runner at second now with no outs. Count at 1-2 to B.J. Cook. Again, tonight's attendance, 1,904 here at Chukchansey Park. As here comes the 1-2 from Sanchez. And it's a ground ball to Karros. Karros looking back, Pineda. The throw to first is in time, though. And staying at second is Pineda. Goes 5-3. Karros now has made both of his plays tonight. And here comes third baseman Derek Salome. Salome 1-for-3, a single and a run scored. That was back in the first inning. As Cook now 0-for-3 tonight. Derek Salome 1-for-3 with a run. Here comes the pitch from Sanchez, and that is fouled off, and it hits the top of the netting that holds the netting here at Chukchansey Park. Wow, that ball was headed right near the booth, and it hit the top of the net, and you can see it now dangling back and forth. The count is at 0-1. Shows how high that foul ball was. Here comes the 0-1, and that looked a little bit good, but the count at 1-1. Good pitch there from Sanchez on the outside part of the plate. One ball and one strike. Here in the top of the seventh inning, Sergio Sanchez taking on Derek Salome. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. The count at 2-1. The Grizzlies, they've allowed the California League Player of the Week over the past 3 weeks and four of their last five, and Derek Salome has been one of the best hitters for the Ports over the past couple of weeks. And a lot of people think that Salome could be a future star for Oakland. As that's low, the count now at 3-3. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Here comes the 3-1 pitch from Sanchez. And it's a fly ball out to center field. Carrig is right there. He will make the play for the second out. Staying at second again is Pineda. So now two away, and here comes Will Simpson, who's 0-for-3. By the way, we have the correct answer for the seven ways to get on base. So we have the correct answer. It is hit, a walk, a hit by pitch, an air, a fielder's choice, a dropped third strike, and catcher's interference. Those are the seven ways you can get on base in baseball. So far, Pedro Pineda has three of them. As here comes the pitch to Will Simpson. A check on Pineda at second. He's back there safely. Simpson 0-for-3 tonight. He is 6'4", 225 pounds. A 15th round draft pick by the Athletics in 2023. Here's the pitch to Simpson. It's high. The count at 1-0. He's from Sammamish, Washington. Will Simpson, big powerful dude, 6'4", 225. He is 21 years old as that pitch is high. The count now at 2-0. He will celebrate his birthday on August 28th. So he is almost 22 years old. As here comes the 2-0, and it is outside. The count at 3-0. Here in the top of the seventh inning, 6-1, Stockton leads Fresno. Modesto beating San Jose 11-0. They're in the bottom of the eighth. Inland Empire beating Visalia 3-0 in the ninth, as that's outside. Simpson draws a four-pitch walk. Second walk issued by Fresno pitching. Runners at first and second with two outs for Henry Bolte, who's 2-for-3, a home run, and three of the six Stockton Port RBI tonight. Bolte has been very tough to beat all year, 13 home runs on the season. Bolte is one of the few guys still in the Port's lineup that's been here all season. He's becoming the leader of this team. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. The count at 0-1. You had guys like Brennan Malone and Colby Thomas, who have now graduated to High A Lansing, who were helping out Bolte in the middle of this lineup. Here comes the 0-1. There goes the runners. It's a fly ball. This is in foul territory. Brian Betancourt racing over, and he will make the catch as he falls down. What a play! He stretches out for that. That means we're headed to the stretch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Bottom of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies trailing the Stockton Port 6-1 here at Chuck Chansey Park in downtown Fresno, California. Cole Carrig will lead things off. He's reached base three times tonight, two singles and a walk. He's also scored the lone Fresno run. But Grizzlies 7-9. Here's the first pitch from Dallas. That's a strike. The count at 0-1 to Cole Carrig. By the way, going back to Alex Carlin from Modesto, who got the seven ways to get on base as Carrig fouls it off, the count at 0-2. Big shout-out to Alex tuning in this evening as the Grizzlies trailing the Stockton Ports. No balls, two strikes to Cole Carrig here in the bottom of the seventh. Carrig has done a little bit of everything. You can tell that he's done a little bit of everything by the jersey, the amount of dirt on it. As here's a fly ball out to right field. This is playable, though, for the right fielder in Bolte. And he makes the play, and Carrig for the first time tonight is retired. One out, and here comes Brian Betancourt, 1-for-3, an RBI single. Betancourt has all three of the Grizzlies' RBI over the past two games. So Betancourt back in the box, trying to get this offense started here in the bottom of the seventh. As here comes the pitch outside, the count at 1-0. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. That's a called strike to Bencourt. The count now at 2-2. Bencourt taking his time right here. Grizzlies trailing 6-1 here in the seventh. Action in both pens. Carlos Guarte back in the pen for the Ports. As here comes the 2-2 to Bencourt. And that is high. Now full three balls and two strikes. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies trying to get back in this game. Here comes the 3-1, and that is swung on and foul tipped. And the count at 3-2. Bencourt getting a piece of that one. Right-hander down in that Grizzlies pen. Here's the 3-2, and it is foul tipped. Bencourt just getting a piece of it. The catcher and Franco could not hold on to that ball. Three balls, two strikes. It looks like it's Brady Hill, number 9, down in that Fresno pen. As that is a high pop-up, drifting down to left field. It's the shortstop, Naylor, and he is there to make the play. Two outs now as Bencourt is retired. And here comes Dion Jorge, who is 1-for-3. A single back in the fifth inning. And that looks like that will do it right there. As here comes manager Gregorio Petit out of the dugout. And he will go to the pen. We'll be back. We got a pitching change. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Life app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by...
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. First pitch to Dion Jorge from Carlos Guarte is outside. The count at 1-0. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Ports lead the Grizzlies 6-1. Count now 2-0 to Jorge, who's 1-for-3 tonight. A single in his last at-bat. Here comes the 2-0. That is a strike. The count at 2-1. Carlos Guarte taking over for Micah Dallas, who was fantastic out of the pen. Dallas, 2 2/3 innings of work, two hits, no walks, one walk, or no hits, two hits, no runs, one walk, and one K. As that's a strike to Jorge, the count at 2-2 now. So 2 2/3 innings, two hits, no runs, one walk, and one strikeout. Count it 2-2 to Jorge. Here comes the pitch from Guarte. And that is a ground ball hard hit to the third baseman, Salome. Salome up with it over to first in time. And that ends the seventh. The Grizzlies come up empty again. We head to the eighth. All Ports so far. We'll be back.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park,
September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park Ticket Office. So get yours now.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the eighth inning, 6-1 Stockton leads Fresno. Carlos Franco, who's 0-3, will lead things off against the new Grizzlies pitcher. Right-hander Brady Hill takes over for Sergio Sanchez. Sergio Sanchez was outstanding out of the Grizzlies bullpen. Two scoreless innings for him. Sanchez allowed one hit, no runs, one walk, two strikeouts for Sanchez. He was fantastic. Now to Brady Hill. As here's the pitch in the dirt, the count at 1-1. Brady Hill returns to the Grizzlies roster after a quick stint with the ACL Rockies. He had a 0.75 ERA over 11 games with the rookie ball team, and now back with the Grizzlies on the transaction today as that pitch is outside and low. The count at 2-1. Hill is 6 feet, 180 pounds, 22 years old from Spokane, Washington. As that's a strike, the count at 2-2. Brady Hill, a 15th round draft pick out of San Jose State by the Rockies in 2022. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Welcome back, Brady Hill. He strikes out Franco for the first out. Eighth strikeout for Fresno pitching. As here comes Miles Naylor, 1-3 with a home run. So Brady Hill starts his evening out on the right paw. And now to Naylor here in the top of the eighth inning. Here comes the pitch, and that is a little bit low. The count at 1-0. Brady Hill takes over for Sanchez. Hill appearing in his 20th game out of the pen. Hill, a 2-0 record, an 8.84 ERA. As a count now at 2-0. Hill was a little bit home run friendly out of the pen this year. Allowed a lot more home runs than he would have liked. As here comes the 2-0. And it's a hard hit ground ball to the third baseman, Karros. Karros to first in time. It goes 5-3 and Naylor is retired. Two outs now. And here's Jonah Cox who's 0-3. Brady Hill in 19 1/3 innings allowed 7 home runs. But back, ready to go, and he was outstanding with the ACL Rockies, and they really liked what he showed, so now he's here as Robinson Hernandez graduates to High A Spokane. As that pitch is low, the count at 1-0. So the Grizzlies, another transaction. They have had at least one transaction over the past 7 weeks. As here's the 1-0 outside, the count at 2-0. Those are Monday, Tuesdays where the transaction is made. On the off day, a lot of guys traveling. As here comes the 2-0 from Brady Hill. And it is outside. Now 3-0. Brady Hill back on the bump. Here comes the 3-0 now to Jonah Cox. And it is inside. And it's a 2-out walk for Brady Hill. Third walk issued by Fresno pitching. And here comes Yeniel Laboy, who is 1-3, a double and a run. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow as the Grizzlies and Ports continue their six-game series. Wednesday night baseball tomorrow, 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Here comes the pitch to LeBoy, and that's a strike. The count at 0-1. The Grizzlies, a lot of promotions this week. Fresno State night, touch a truck, Fulton Street party with a Lowriders night, and a black hat. Fresno black hat giveaways. That swung on and missed. Throw to second on the possible stolen base, and he's safe. Cox, a stolen base right there. So runner at second now with two outs. The count to LeBoy at 0-2, though. But we have a Fulton Street party featuring Lowriders Day Fresno, a Grizzlies black hat giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. That's on August 26th. That's on Saturday, as here comes the 0-2 from Hill, and it swung on and missed. Brady Hill, a clean inning of work as we head to the bottom of the eighth. You'll see Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, 6-1, Stockton leads Fresno as Skyler Messenger will lead things off. 0-3 tonight, his eight-game hit streak on the line against Carlos Gerarte. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs. 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash, plus a truck. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. Here's the pitch. That's outside. The count now at 2-0 to Messenger. Skyler Messenger, couple strikeouts and a pop-up. Here's the 2-0. That's inside. Now 3 balls and no strikes. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. As the 3-0's in there, that's a strike. The count now at 3 balls and 1 strike. Grizzlies trailing by 5 here in the eighth inning. As the 3-1, a high fly ball out to left field. This is in foul territory, and it will drop right on that pitcher's mound for the Ports, and the count now full 3-2 to Messenger. Grizzlies trying to get something going. It's been a very quiet night for the offense. 7 hits for Fresno, 6 singles, but they have not been able to deliver tonight. They have 8 left on base, 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. The Grizzlies only a run in the first inning. That's it tonight. As here comes the 3-ball, 2-strike pitch now to Messenger. And it is called strike 3, and Messenger's hit streak is now in jeopardy. He strikes out for a career-high 3 times tonight now. And with one out, here comes Andy Perez, who's 0-for-3. reached on an error back in the fourth inning. As here's the pitch, and that is inside, the count at 1-0. And sometimes you come back from a road trip and the team is still trying to get used to the new settings, even if it's your home ballpark. And the Grizzlies have had a lot of issues against Stockton here at Chukchansey Park this year. Stockton, they have a 6-6 record here at Chukchansey Park, including a series win. As that's outside, the count now at 3-0. One out here in the eighth inning. Here comes the 3-0, and that is a strike. The count at 3-1, and Stockton multiple times tonight. They've been behind 3-0 in counts and have come back to strike out the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. The count now at 3-2. The Grizzlies have struck out 6 times tonight. And of those 6 strikeouts, 3 of them, they were ahead in the count 3-0 and came back and struck out. As here comes the pitch, and that's a fly ball out to left field. It goes foul. The count remains at 3-2. But as we were saying, the Grizzlies, despite a .500 record against Stockton here, Stockton, one of the lone teams to have success against Fresno here at Chukchansey Park. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, here comes the 3-2. And that's a fly ball out to right field, but right at Bolte, who really did not have to break a sweat. 2 outs now. And here comes Kyle Karros, 1-for-3 tonight. Let's go through the scores around the California League once again. The game is over. Modesto beats San Jose 12-2 tonight. So if the Grizzlies fall tonight, it'll be down to 4 games in the division. Modesto scored 10 runs in the first 3 innings. Josh Hood, a home run, reached base on a walk, a hit by pitch. He also had 3 RBI and 2 runs. Moncada, a double walk, hit by pitch, 3 runs as well. Cole Foster did homer for the Giants. The winning pitcher is Stefan Wraith. He's now 1-2. The loss to Esmerling Vinicio, now 4-8. Wraith, he actually pitched 2 scoreless innings of relief after the start by Hawks, as that is a little bit low. The count now at 2-1. Then it was Tatis, Brian Perez, Wraith, Los Garbitos for Modesto. As here's a ground ball, hard hit to the third baseman. Salomna first in time, and the ports have been clean tonight. We head to the ninth inning. Listen to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chukchansey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chukchansey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chukchansey Park. Top of the ninth inning, 6-1, Stockton leads Fresno. As Pedro Pineda will lead things off against Brady Hill, who's back out for his second inning of work. Pedro Pineda has reached base 3 times tonight. As the first pitch is a ball, the count at 1-0. We're talking about the amount of times you can reach base. It's 7 different ways. as he swings and misses, a count at 1-1, and I hope he doesn't reach a fourth different way. As the Grizzlies trying to find a way to score 5 in the ninth innings. That swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. One of the ways you can get on base is a drop third strike. Let's count at 1-2, but Brady Hill so far has looked really good. A pair of strikeouts. Here comes the 1-2. And that's a fly ball out to right field. Racing back's the right fielder, Bougarine. He's got plenty of room, and he will make the catch. And Pineda is retired for the first time tonight. One out now, and here comes B.J. Cook, who is 1-for-3. Earlier, Cook reached on what initially was ruled an error, was changed to a single. So B.J. Cook, 1-for-3 tonight. Cook also has a run score. That was back in the fifth inning. As that's a strike, the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies in the ninth inning will have Bougarine, Huff, and Snyder. As here comes the 0-1 from Hill. And that's outside. The count now at 1-1. The Grizzlies will look to get back on track tomorrow if they cannot hold on and come back and win this game. Here comes the pitch from Hill. That's a strike. The count at 1-2. Good pitch from Hill at the top of the zone. Brady Hill led the Mountain West in saves in 2022. As that's inside, the count at 2-2. Played his baseball at San Jose State. Their ballpark is Excite Ballpark where the San Jose Giants play. As that's outside, now 3-2. So very familiar to not only the teams in the California League, but also playing in California. Went to San Jose State. He is from Spokane, Washington. Here comes the 3-2. That is fouled off. Now, Spokane, Washington is, of course, the Rockies' high A affiliate. So whenever Hill is promoted to Spokane, we'll have a chance to pitch in front of some family and friends. That's a count at 3-2 to B.J. Cook. Here comes the pitch from Hill. And that is fouled off. Cook in a piece of it. The count remains full 3-2 against B.J. Cook, who we said is from Australia. First professional season. A lot of youngsters on this Ports team. Here's the 3-2, and that is fouled off. I was talking to Ports manager Gregorio Petit prior to tonight's game, and Gregorio said, you know, we want to play spoiler. We want to continue to develop and get better every single day, and he says it's one step at a time. We're just happy to still be here. Here comes the 3-2, and that is outside ball four. One-out walk to B.J. Cook. That is the second walk issued by Hill, the fourth walk by Fresno pitching. And here comes Derek Salome, 1-for-4 at the top of the lineup tonight. Derek Salome, he is listed at 5'9", 182 pounds from Guatire, Venezuela. Here's the pitch, and that's a pop-up. This is on the diamond now in foul territory. Brian Betancourt is there, and a lot easier than the one he had earlier, and he makes the play for the second out. Two outs now, and here comes Will Simpson, 0-for-3 with a walk. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a quick wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow for Wednesday night baseball. Got a great pitching matchup for you tomorrow with a pair of left-handers. Brady Hill looking in. Here comes the pitch to Simpson. And a check on the runner. He's back safely. Good tag applied from Betancourt. A lot of good pickoff moves from Fresno pitching tonight. Barbosa had a pickoff a little bit earlier in the contest. Cook leads off. Here comes the pitch to Simpson. And it's a pitch out in the count at 1-0. If you don't know what a pitch out is, it's where it is a deliberate ball thrown out of the zone where the possible pitcher catcher think that the runner could be going towards second base or to third, depending on the situation. As that's fouled off, the count now at 1-1. We've seen the Grizzlies actually be right about it when a runner is going. It's all guess in situations like that, and it's actually called by pitcher catcher or even the pitching coach or all three. As there goes the runner, and that's a fly ball out to right field. A long run for Bugarin. He will make the play. Did he or Carrick make the catch? It looked like it was the right fielder Bugarin, and that will end the inning. We head the ninth. The Grizzlies, final chance to win this game. You'll see Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the ninth inning. 6-1 Stockton leads Fresno. 5 runs needed by the Grizzlies. And it starts with Jesus Bugarin, who's 0-3 tonight. Here comes the pitch from Carlos Guarte, and that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Carlos Guarte, 6'2", 178 pounds. He's from La Trinidad, Venezuela. As here's a pop-up out to shallow right field. A long run for everybody. And it's the second baseman, Cook, making the play. And the Stockton defense has been outstanding tonight. As with one out, here comes Cody Huff. With one out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Stay tuned for the post-game show. The Grizzlies, they will try to get back on track tomorrow if they cannot come back with two outs remaining here in this contest. Here comes the first pitch to Cody Huff, and it's outside. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies trailing 6-1 here in the ninth. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike. The count at 1-1. It's been all ports, a big four-run fifth inning for Stockton as Huff fly ball out to left field, playable for the left fielder, and Pineda two away now. And the Grizzlies down to their last out. Huff now 2-for-4. As here comes Jake Snyder 0-for-3. And a lot of hit streaks for the Grizzlies coming to an end possibly if Snyder doesn't get on base right here. Skylar Messenger's 8-game hit streak will end. Cole Carrick extended his to 6 games, but Jake Snyder would love to make it 7 for him. Here's the pitch, and that's a strike. The count at 0-1. Ports playing really good baseball this evening. Here comes the 0-1, and that's low. The count at 1-1. Here comes the next pitch to Jake Snyder, and it swung on and missed. The count at 1-2, and the Grizzlies down to the last strike tonight. So we'll be down to 4 games after tonight. The Grizzlies will have to get back on track as Modesto took care of business against San Jose. Here's the 1-2. And that's outside. The count at 2-2. From Carlos Guarte, this bullpen fantastic. The pitching tonight fantastic for Stockton. As Snyder line drive, a base hit. He extends his hit streak to 7 games with a 2-out single. Fresno still some life here in the ninth inning. 8 hits now for the Grizzlies, 7 of them for singles. As here comes Cole Carrick, 2-for-3 tonight. He's reached base 3 times. He had a single and a run back in the first inning. Also a single in the third and a walk in the fifth. He also has a stolen base. As the first baseman Simpson going to hold on Snyder. Here's the pitch to Carrig outside. The count at 1-0. Two outs here in the ninth inning. The Grizzlies trying to put something together. Runner at first. Here comes the 1-0 to Carrig. And that is outside. Now two balls and no strikes. A little bit low as well to Carrig. Carrig rocking the eye black. Number 15 on his jersey. Here comes the 2-0. And it is inside. Now three balls and no strikes. Bryant Bettencourt awaits on deck. Here in the ninth inning, the Grizzlies trailing 6-1, trying to put something together. Here comes the 3-0. And that's a strike. The count now at 3-1. Good pitch from Gerarte on the outside part of the plate. We've seen this before. Three straight balls. We've seen a couple strikes in a row after that. Here comes the 3-1 to Carrig. And it's a line drive, and he has a three-hit game. Cole Carrig continues the inning. Snyder up to second. So Cole Carrig has reached base four times tonight. Another single. Fresno now up to nine hits. They have eight singles. And here is Bryant Bettencourt. Runners at first and second with two outs. Bettencourt 1-for-4, an RBI single back in the first inning. He has all three RBI over the past two games for the Grizzlies. Bryant Bettencourt, just a couple nights ago as well, Bettencourt, he had an RBI as well, a part of the 10 runs that Fresno scored against Modesto. So Bettencourt has at least one RBI now in three straight games. As he looks to continue this game, Deion Jorge, Skyler Messenger to follow. The Grizzlies trail 6-1 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. They're out hitting Stockton tonight, but Stockton, extra base hits has been their favorite tonight. But we'll see if Bettencourt can keep it going here in the ninth. Runners at first and second with two outs. Some two-out magic here at Chukchansey Park. Bryant Bettencourt. Here comes the first pitch from Gerarte. And Bettencourt takes a strike. The count at 0-1. Good pitch from Gerarte on the inside part of the plate. Carlos Gerarte trying to finish this contest for Stockton. Here comes the pitch. It is outside. The count at 1-1. Good part of the lineup for the Grizzlies. Gerarte. Here comes the 1-1 to Bettencourt. And it's outside. The count now at 2-1. Gerarte this year is appearing in his 32nd game all out of the pen. A 4-4 record, a 6.92 ERA. As a right-hander starts to get loose down in that Stockton pen. Here's the pitch, and Bettencourt fly ball to left field, but playable for Pineda, and that will do it. The Grizzlies gave it a good fight, but they fall tonight 6-1. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chukchansey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chukchansey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain.
It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's contest as your Fresno Grizzlies fall to the Stockton Ports 6-1 tonight. Stockton now 43-72 overall. They are 18-31 in the second half. Fresno 68-47 overall. They are 32-17 in the second half. The winning pitcher tonight is Micah Dallas, 3-4. The losing pitcher, Gabriel Barbosa, 7-5. Stockton, 6 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. They left 5 on base. Fresno, 1 run on 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 10 on base. Time of the game, 2 hours and 30 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,904. The Grizzlies, they fell behind 1-0. Derek Salome scoring on the RBI single from Henry Bolte, but Fresno tied it up in the bottom of the first inning, an RBI single from Bryant Bettencourt, and that's all the Grizzlies scored after that because Stockton would go on a solo homer in the second by Miles Naylor, and then 4 runs in the fifth inning, a couple mistakes by Fresno on bunt attempts, and then a 2-run homer from Henry Bolte highlighting the 4-run frame for Stockton. And that's all she wrote as the Grizzlies fall 6-1. Offensively, Fresno led by Cole Carrig. He had 3 singles tonight, reached base 4 times. Cody Huff had the lone extra base hit, a double among the 9 hits. So 8 singles for Fresno. On the other side, a multi-hit game for Henry Bolte. He had 3 of the 6 RBI. An RBI as well for Naylor on the home run. It was his second home run of the season. Other than that, a lot of Stockton players had 1 hit and 1 run, and that was about it. To the pitching side of things, the Grizzlies, Gabriel Barbosa, 5 innings of work, allowed 6 hits, 6 runs, all of them earned tonight. We'll have that explanation right here for you when it comes to a little bit later. But Barbosa, he also had one walk and five Ks. He allowed two homers tonight. Barbosa, because of the fielder's choice in front of the airs, that is the reason why those runs are earned after Pineda reached on the air in that fifth inning. On the other side, Su Chen Shaw, four innings of one-run ball. He struck out four, did not walk a batter. He was fantastic in the Stockton bullpen. Five scoreless innings. They allowed four hits and a walk. They struck out a pair, and the Ports win the opening game here. The Grizzlies now 6-7 against the Ports here at Chukchansey Park in 2023. So the Grizzlies, they fall tonight, which means they need to get back on the right track after dropping two straight games. They give the ball to their best pitcher, Michael Persecki, a 10-6 record, a 2.89 ERA. Persecki's 2.89 ERA, that is the best in the California League. Persecki, though, has had trouble against Stockton this season. He'll be countered by Stockton left-hander Eduardo Rivera, a 1-5 record, a 5.53 ERA. Rivera has a loss against the Grizzlies, and that was in his debut with the Ports. So tomorrow, Wednesday night, baseball, 6:50 p.m., as the Grizzlies look to get back on track. The Grizzlies fall tonight by a final score of 6-1. So that will do it tonight. The Grizzlies, a four-game lead in the North Division after Modesto trounces San Jose tonight. That will do it tonight, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.